Now we talk about heartbreaks. This one is going to be difficult because I'm going through one right now. And let me tell you how heartbreaks at the age of 34 feel like. They feel like the end of time because now you don't have any time to give to someone. It feels like there is no ground beneath your feet. I know you gave everything you had, your heart, your trust, your time, and they walked away. Or maybe you were the one who had to let them go. Either way, now you're sitting here right now feeling like, you know, you've been gutted. Maybe you're angry, maybe you're numb, maybe you're having regrets now, wondering if you could have done something different, something to make it work, something to make them stay. And all these questions are now adding on to the pain that you already have inside of you. But let me tell you something, my friend. Pain is not your enemy, it's the fire that forges your soul. If you're listening to this, I know you're looking at the wreckage of your relationship and it feels like the floor just fell out from under you. You trusted them, you believed in the future you were building together, and now it's all gone, shattered. Like 1,000 tiny pieces of you scattered across the floor. And I know it's real, the kind of pain is real. It feels like a part of you is dead now. Maybe it was their words, those final ones that hit harder than the first ones ever could. Or maybe it was the silence, the cold suffocating silence that came after everything fell apart. You keep looking at their pictures, you don't know what to do with them, delete them or keep them. You keep imagining their touch, the way they looked at you like you were their world, and now it feels as if it was all a lie. That everything you thought you knew was just a facade. You thought you were enough, you gave them the best of you, you were there all in, and yet here you are, lying in the aftermath wondering what the hell went wrong. But here's the thing, you're not broken. You're not broken, you're just broken open. And that's when you fucking rebuild yourself. That's when you have the chance to become someone new. Someone stronger. I know it doesn't feel like it right now. I know you're still laying in the ruins. I am trying to piece yourself together. I am. But let me tell you something you need to hear. The pain is not permanent. And I know this. Take a moment to really understand this, okay? When someone walks out of your life, whether it's their decision or yours, they don't get to take everything with them. They might take the memories, the moments, the love you gave, but they do not get to take your spirit. They do not get to take the fire. Maybe you were the one who got left for someone else. Maybe they found someone new and now it feels like your worth is just a distant memory, fading in the background of their new life. That's gut-wrenching, I know that. It's humiliating and I won't sugarcoat it. It hurts like a bitch, it does. But here's what you need to understand, their choice. And listen to this very carefully. Their choice is not your value. Your worth was never tied to their love. Your worth has always been yours to define. You don't need someone else's validation to know what you're worthy of. In the depths of your heart, deep down where the pain feels too big to contain, that's where your power lies, because you are still breathing with that pain. That's how strong you are. Think about the time when they looked you in the eye and told you things you thought were the truth. When they promised you forever and you believed it. You let them inside your walls, gave them the access to your rawest parts, shared things you never told anyone, but now all those promises are broken. All those words were hollow. But let me tell you this, they might have taken their love back, they may have walked away, but they did not take your soul. Look how strong you are. Look at how much you've been through. And you're still standing. You didn't let that person define you, and you sure as hell are not going to let this heartbreak break you. Yes, it's painful. Yes, you are scared. Yes, you've been hurt in ways you didn't think were possible. But what if I told you this? What if I told you that this is the beginning of your most powerful transformation? You know why? Because the only person who gets to define who you are moving forward is you. Not them, not their words, not their exit, but you. So yes, it's gonna hurt like hell for a while, maybe for weeks, maybe for months, but that's okay. You're allowed to feel this. You're allowed to grieve, but don't get stuck in that pit. Climb up. Crawl if you have to. But do not stay there forever, my friend. You have a choice right now. You can keep drowning in the regret, the anger, the resentment, or you can rise up. You can take everything they threw at you, every word, every silence, every moment of abandonment, and you can transform it into your fuel. Look, I've seen people who have been betrayed, who have been left for someone else, who have been told they were too much or not enough. And I've seen them come back stronger than ever. They didn't let it break them. They let it shape them. They started working on themselves, mentally, physically, emotionally. They stopped waiting for someone else to make them feel whole. And instead, they made themselves whole. And you and me, we are that person. So don't you dare sit there and tell me that you can't do this. Don't tell me you can't survive this, because the truth is, you're made of something much stronger than you realize. Every scar you have, every heartbreak, every moment of betrayal, every tear you have shed, it's building you. It's making you stronger. It is giving you wisdom that other people will never have, because you are learning what it means to rebuild from nothing. You want proof? Take a look around. You will find people who have been through it all. People who have been betrayed, who have lost love, who have had their whole world torn apart. And what do you see? You see them still standing tall. You see them smiling again. You see them thriving, loving themselves, living their best lives. And that, my friend, is your future. You will rise from this. You will become someone that no one and nothing can ever take down. And you will look back at this moment and realize this was the beginning of your comeback. So wipe the tears. Get up. You got this. And you're not just going to survive this. You're going to rise above it. All you need to do right now is go back to chapter 1 and hear that part where that guy was standing at the Sydney airport with bags in his hand, with no stable future, sacrificing it all for a dream, because that dream was something that he truly loved. That boy could love like no one else could. So be that boy. Be that person. And if these three episodes have made an impact on you, if you feel that you can sleep peacefully tonight, open Instagram, send me a message. Don't write anything else, just send me a message saying, "Jay, you fucking legend." And I'll know what you mean.